I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here we go. Are we running,
Antonio?
We press play.
Press play, mate.
We press play?
Eh?
What?
Are we going, Owen? Where is Owen?
I don't know.
Probably on the pilfer. It's probably a good idea, he ain't.
Yeah, he's a thief.
He's a thief, that one.
He's drunk and all, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe it'd be a long later. We want to get him birded up tonight.
Yeah, we do want to get him birded up.
Are there any young ladies who'd be interested? Peter Shilton aside. Yeah? Well, no. She's nice.
Look at this young lady here.
Oh, she's lovely.
You know you're a bloke, don't you? You know that. Okay.
What do you think you might be able to offer, Owen, you know? Cheese? Did you say cheese?
Did you say cheese, sweetheart?
A block of cheese.
Oh, well, he'll be up. Because he's a massive cheese fan.
Always. Oh.
Oh, good, good. That's well, great news.
Wonderful to have a shared interest.
Yeah, cheeses. You could discuss that all night long.
Yeah.
What is your favourite cheese, my sweet, sweet darling? Who?
Who?
French.
Camembert.
Bloody French.
French.
You're going, isn't it?
They kill our princess, now they won't eat our beef. That's a friend.
Happy with that, are you?
You think that's good?
Yes. What is your name?
Get out. Fucking French cheese. No, I suppose, you know, he is a connoisseur of cheese, Owen.
Who, Owen?
I mean, you know, a lot of the stuff, he might be... You'll like this bit.
Okay.
A lot of the... Here we go.
Worth the wait, isn't
here we go. You'll
no,
like this.
Good dish.
He might... Here we go.
Well, here we go.
Here we go. He
go
might...
On,
no.
Go on now. You're going to do it now?
It's coming.
Okay. When are you going to do it now?
It's coming right
okay,
now.
Okay, right. I'll sit here and listen.
It might get a little bit technical.
Okay.
Wait, you'll like this.
Is this it now?
But no, about cheese.
Oh.
Hopefully it won't be over your head, but it will be past your eyes. And that is comedy. Yes.
Gold, isn't it, that?
That is gold.
How much do you pay for this? Well worth every penny, wasn't it, that? The cheese joke.
The cheese joke. Well, that's a, we've done the cheese joke, so
yeah.
I'll scribble that
Scribble that, the cheese joke.
Cheese joke's done, that's basically...
Because we've only got two of them.
Two of them to go.
The cheese jokes.
There's a Derry Lee reference coming up later.
Is there?
There might be. Anyway.
What a week it's been.
What
Barry.
A week it's been.
What a week it's been.
Goodness me.
It's been beautiful.
A beautiful
it's been
week.
Beautiful, beautiful week.
What a beautiful week.
We had that, blood red moon.
Oh my God.
That blood red moon.
Oh, that moon, my
that
Margaret.
Moon.
It was terrible. The moon started rising.
Right.
It, It went blood red. Before okay. I know it, all this fucking hair had sprouted on her hand. She had a monobrow. She fucking murdered a sheep. Slit it open, rubbed all the entrails all over. I said, Margaret, Downton's on in a minute. Sit down, you silly.
Is she a wolf?
That's my wife. Queensbury rules, right?
Fair play. Fair play.
Yeah, but you know...
You know that moon, it made me go proper funny.
Oh, well, let's hope fucking something like that happens tonight, because so far...
Yeah, I know.
Can someone have a word with the meteorological department? With hello, a bit of luck, there'll be a full moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it made me go proper funny.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, I had a funny turn.
Oh, what happened now?
Well, that moon...
The moon?
That moon, it come up, you know?
It come up,
and
yeah.
It's your full moon. And you know what I'm like after them full moons?
Oh,
they send me loopy, don't they?
Oh, they send you proper
loopy. They send me loopy. Anyway, the moon come up, right? And I went to Londis, and I bought...
What do you buy at Londis?
I bought 18 cans of Tennent's, okay?
Right.
Right? And the moon had come up, right? Yeah. And I drank all of them Tennent's, okay?
Yes.
And then I went to sleep, and then I woke up again, and yeah. Flat was in a terrible, terrible state. there was muck everywhere,
yeah.
You know, there's an old Chinese takeaway box on the floor,
yeah.
You know, there was stuff all over the wall, the windows are smashed, and of course, it's that moon, isn't it?
It is that moon.
It's that moon, I blame that moon.
It really is.
You know?
But there's going to be tides. It has a crazy effect. The moon.
The moon.
Be
the moon.
The
moon. It's that
moon,
isn't it?
Moon.
Terrible moon.
What else happened this week? Oh, they brought out the new song for the new James Bond film, Sphincter.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
coming out.
It's a good song, isn't it?
Lovely tune, that, isn't it? By Sam Smith.
I didn't write it.
You didn't like
no,
it?
No, I didn't write it.
Why
it's
not?
All that.
That's his voice, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is his
voice.
Yeah,
terrible, wasn't it?
But it's not good, though. It's not like Skyfall. I had an eye for. I had a skin for. I had a mouth for. I had an hand
for. Try
for. I had a shovel for.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it was catchy.
You say
wasn't it?
That
was catchy. Very catchy.
The worst one that they ever done.
What
do you remember
it?
Duran Duran?
Oh yeah, I remember.
Someone
it.
Didn't get the memo about that. Bum 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 bum. What baby. Sort of theme is that?
I don't know. Yeah, but that's Bond. That's Le Bon for you. You know.
That's Le Bon.
That's Le Bon for you. You know.
Oh,
he's
dear.
French. So he's come up with that, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Le Bon, yeah.
Le Bon, Le Bon.
What does he know about it? I mean, I had a go at, you know, remember I put in my entry for the
Bond
theme.
Oh, yeah, the James Bond theme competition.
Oh, it's lovely. And I think I was cheated, because quite honestly, this is my one I don't know. This is, I can't, how do you do that, done that? This is what I've done for Sphincter. I don't know whether you can... Here it is. It's a proper effort, and I didn't hear nothing back.
No, he's had a good go at this.
I didn't hear nothing back. This is a lovely.
No, he's had a good go at this.
James Bond, in Sphincter, he's a secret, secret agent 007. He's gonna get some ladies, oh blimey, he'll take them to seventh heaven. He's gonna get the Russians and go and kick them up their rusty arse. That's what he is, a secret agent, he's upper class.
Yeah.
I didn't hear nothing back.
That's good stuff, that.
I mean, it's the same when I done that one for Skyfall. Skyfall is the place where James Bond used to live. It's in the film of the same name. He's gonna get Dame Judi Dench and blimey, it's all the same. He's gonna fight the Russians. He's gonna get some ladies and kick them up the arse. The Russians, I mean. That's the James Bond. He's upper class.
Yeah,
you
upper
see
class,
that?
Isn't he? Well, look.
Do you want to have a go?
Yeah. Can I join this party?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if it ain't too late.
Yeah, no, it's not too late to join this party. I'm gonna do my own one now.
All right, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Hold on a minute. It shouldn't take too much time. James Bond, James to James Bond, he is James Bond, he is James Bond. He's got guns, he's got suits, he's got birds, he's got a motor, he's called James Bond, he's called James Bond.
He's a modern story family. When you're James Bond, you're going down in history. Here come the Russians, and he's going to kick them up the arse.
Here goes, in his tight suit because he's blinking up a class.
You see, it's a piece
it's
of
so
cake,
easy.
Isn't it?
It's such an easy thing to do.
Of course it is. But you know
I'll
what?
I'll be honest with you, though, mine fell apart right at the first hurdle.
I think so. I think we've overdone that now.
Yeah, well, we probably... I think three was too many.
It was, really. I've got five. I've got one of the
James
exorcists
Bond
there
ones.
And all. Oh, this was lovely. Did you see this in the Metro? I mean,
what
as you know, for another one of Metro, it's all about property.
Oh, yeah, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, property and...
Oh, I love all that.
...and restaurant. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
You're a property magnate, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I've got hundreds of properties, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are well, actually, your... I've got my own B&B, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because Dawn French, it says in there, she's getting rid of a 15-bed holiday let business... in Cornwall, £725,000 at the Vicar of Derby. And she made a lot of money there. And it reminded me, remember when you stayed at... Who done that bed and breakfast?
I stayed at Dominic Littlewood's.
Oh, Dom Littlewood.
Remember?
You had terrible trouble.
It was an awful place. It's an awful place.
Physician, heal thyself, isn't it? He
That's
comes
right.
on and he's yeah. slagging people off and ripping you off.
And he turns up and he says, and I go there and yeah. I say, all right, Dominic, I'll have, you know, just one room for two people and that, yeah. like one bed in it, please. He went, yeah, no problem. Yeah, like a lovely, yeah, wonderful. Yeah, yeah get you. Go. He's a key. Yeah. Very enthusiastic man,
yeah.
isn't he? Very enthusiastic when he's not like ripping people off and that.
Yeah.
Right? And he takes me up there, and I go in the room, and you know, and the first thing I notice is no bed in there at all.
No,
you
nothing
know, in his bed and breakfast.
Yeah,
I said, hold on, Dominic, before you go downstairs, I said, where's the bed in his bed and breakfast?
Yeah.
He went, oh yeah, it's a bed and breakfast, but if you look at the small print underneath, it says no
hell.
Bed.
Yeah,
right.
Always read the small print.
Always read the small print. Anyway, I look around in there, and there's no bog. Either.
That's right.
So I had to pull my pants down and stick my bum out the window,
yeah.
you know, and do it down the side of the building. And I've smudged the wall,
yeah.
right?
You and know what they say to
no, that? No, he comes up, he says, what are you doing? And I'm doing that out the window. I said, well, if you haven't noticed, Dominic, there's no bog in here.
Toilet,
right?
Isn't
there? And he opens his door, he says, well, there's the bog. And I said, I didn't look in there.
No, of course
you know?
You didn't.
Man's an idiot.
Do you remember when I stayed at Mary Berry's
yeah,
house?
Remember
you know,
that. Yeah.
Off of the cake programme.
Yeah.
She's doing that bed and breakfast.
I know.
Down Sidmouth Way, do you remember?
Eh?
Down Sidmouth Way.
Yeah, very quaint.
Very quaint.
Very quaint.
I went in and said, hello, she's all nice as pie on the telly.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be a cake on offer or something like that. Yeah. Get in there. You know... sometimes you go into bed and breakfast and there's a rogue pubic hair in the shower.
Yeah, I do know that.
I said, you know, I was hoping for a pineapple upside down cake, a nicely risen sponge.
Where?
Not miles and miles of grey pubic hairs all over the...
What did you say to her?
Oh, I said, you know, you see it on telly, but I wouldn't melt
in
her mouth.
Yeah, that's right. But it's what they're like behind closed doors,
isn't
it,
behind
Barry?
Closed doors?
You
she
know?
Fronts me out. She goes, what's the fucking matter with you?
Yeah, that's right.
I said, oh, all right.
You know what? I met that Hugh Edwards.
Did he do a bit of...
On the news, he's all like...
Oh, he's lovely in the news.
I'll get the accent. He's like...
He's Welsh.
He's Welsh, isn't he? He's like, hello, welcome to the news. I'm Hugh Edwards, innit? And BBC One, innit?
Anyway,
when you meet him like in real life, I'm like, oh, hello, Hugh Edwards. Can I have your autograph, please? And he's like, Wagwan, Brad Wan.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm like,
It does.
Actually, you freaked me out, mate.
Yeah.
Wagwan, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Now,
but he doesn't do that voice on the news because they wouldn't allow it.
No. He goes, so we go to our political correspondent. When the lights go down, he's got a massive doobie. He's rolling
it. Yeah, he's rolling a big old spliff there. On comes the Bob Marley. And he's just
sitting back there, got his feet on the table.
Burning spear.
And with Shafanaka.
Banging on about how Haile Selassie he was.
Oh, he does.
To be honest with you, I just switched off.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's appalling. I mean, these people, all right, have a sideline.
Yeah,
Have a sideline, have a B&B.
You know that Brenda Bleffin.
Brenda Bleffin?
Yeah,
Off of Casualty, and then...
all the Mike Lee films and all that.
Yeah, on the buses, yeah.
You know what she does in her spare time?
I can't remember. What was it?
I think she designs and builds crossbows.
Yeah, she does.
I think she does that. Now, that came as a massive shock to me, Barry.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
It does.
Especially when she pointed it at me in the face.
Yeah.
I said, Brenda.
Yeah.
Right, you know, you're a good actress in that, but you want to put that down, love, because someone's going to get hurt.
And then
Hugh Edwards stood behind and says, Wagwan.
Yeah. You know, they're not what they appear to be on the telly, are they?
No, you've got to be very careful, Barry.
Take
that Marty Pello.
Oh, Marty Pello's in here!
Is he?
Oh, Pello, well, he's got all sorts of sidelines now. He's giving it large, he's making a comeback.
Yeah, what, with the singing and that?
With the singing, as I said to you before,
he's got a nice voice, isn't he?
Why didn't Marty Pello start a business featuring, you know, bedwet, Pello's pillows?
No, that's good.
Why didn't he do that?
I think he did do that, actually.
Remember his...
He used to manage that footballer for quite a long time.
Pello?
Yeah, Pello's Pele. I think he...
I loved it when I... Do you remember when we went out to India? You remember? And we saw that rice factory.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Pello's Pilau.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what. I was in Greece not long ago, actually. I was back there. And
you saw...
You know those big things you find outside houses in Essex? You know them big, Greek things?
Prostitutes?
No. Pillars.
Pillars.
And he was out there with Pello's pillars. He designs and builds all them now.
Well, I'll say one thing. He's got lovely, sweet, fresh breath from all them Pello's polos that he...
Yeah. One Pello's polo club as well, of course.
Anyway, Pello.
That's Marty Pello.
Well, that's the Marty Pello stuff done, and...
So that's cheese, Marty
cheese Pello.
Pello,
Mary Berry's pubic hair...
The moon!
I'll tell you what, though.
Go on.
One celebrity you never hear of nowadays.
Aye?
One celebrity you never hear of nowadays, Evel Knievel.
Oh, I love Knievel.
I love Knievel.
He was a great actor.
Wasn't he
a brilliant actor when he's in that sitcom?
On the buses. Over the buses.
Over the buses. Into the buses.
Yeah, followed by Casualty.
Yeah, in Casualty, wasn't he? Yeah.
Evel Knievel over the buses.
And into Casualty.
Funny thing to do for a living.
Well, I think what happens is,
yeah.
I think I would only imagine what it was.
Yeah.
When his mother's took him down to church,
yeah, oh yeah.
You know, and he's given him to the priest, yeah. And he says, and they did a christening,
yeah.
And he's leant over and he says, what's his name? And she's gone,
what's his name?
And she's gone evil.
And you know, in a church.
And the priest has looked at her and he says, are you sure? You want to call him evil? Yeah, yeah, his name's evil. Oh, yeah. What sort of a job is he going to grow up to do?
Well,
I mean, you can only really grow up to jump buses with a name like Evil, I'd have thought.
I mean, this country's NHS can ill afford some twat dressed up as a sort of rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah.
Who's already upset the church with his stupid Christian name.
Evil.
Churning up the sacred turf at Wembley and crashing into a double-decker.
I mean, I want to know how that conversation went. Hello, yes, it's Evel Knievel here. Is that Wembley Stadium?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hello. Listen, I've got a proposition for you. I don't know if you know who I am, but I ride motorcycles. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know what that is. Okay, lovely. Listen, what I want to do... I know you play football there and have the who on and that,
yeah.
But what I want to do, I want to line up 60 buses in the middle and I want to jump over them with my motorcycle. Could you make that happen for me?
And what, you clear them all? No, I'd usually crash into them.
Usually break every bone in my body. Is that a risk you're willing to take at Wembley? Yeah. Oh, yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, love it. Okay, now you wonder why I could never get a bus. Evel Knievel's landed in it.
Not in the 70s and 80s.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
what would you rather do? Oh. You know, that kind of sport, crashing into a
bus? Bus? I was just finishing your sentence there, Phil.
A double-decker bus, or... Say,
oh,
going to be, yeah, one of them. What would you rather? Yeah, all right. What would you rather do?
Or what?
Right.
Crash into a bus.
Into a bus.
Right.
Or set up a pubic hair bed and breakfast service with TVs, Queen of Cakes, Mary Murray.
Well, I must
which
say,
which of those?
That is a tough choice.
Yeah.
Let's look at the pros and cons. Crashing into a bus, a motorcycle at high speed.
It's a motorcycle, yes, high speed,
okay,
yeah, at Wembley.
Well, I'm all right to break every bone in my body. Or else.
Yes.
Go to Mary Berry
and start a business with her. Because that, in the current climate, is never going to survive.
That's right. I don't think you'd make any money out of that, so I think it'd be crashing into the bus barrier. Yeah.
Okay, give me one.
Okay, here you go. All right. Would you rather... I want to do this without, you know, going into the sexual area.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No,
the Mary Berry business, business, it's a grey area we don't want to get into.
Would you rather? Has anyone got a would you rather?
Anyone got a would you rather? Hey, let's get a microphone.
Go on, get the microphone. Go and ask him.
Where is it?
I don't know, Barry. Where's the radio mic, please? Mike?
On the speaker.
Okay. Hi, guys. It's so nice to see so many of you here today. What are your names?
Now, oh, that's loud, isn't it? Sorry. Now, my darling of the cheese fame, have you got a question for Angelos about what would you rather do?
No.
Okay, lovely.
Okay, well,
lovely.
Throw us a line, love, it's just us making it up. We're all going to sing together. You paid, it's your lookout. Now, oh, lovely, it's Melinda Messenger.
Who is it? Melinda Messenger.
Melinda!
Oh, lovely, I fancy you.
Have you got a little what would you rather question for Angelos?
More evil can evil.
Oh yeah, more can evil.
He hasn't got the end. He doesn't understand what we're doing.
No,
I think that's clear.
Was here. That it? More.
That's more about it. Yeah, that's about right.
That's more about it.
Okay, lovely, lovely. Okay, shut him down.
Okay.
Listen, Harry.
He can't speak properly. It's a good start. What about this young lady here? Have you got a question for Angelos?
I have no questions.
Well, this is what we call in the show.
Yeah.
Stop me if I'm getting too technical. A lot of shit.
I'm going to send you back out there, Barry.
Yeah, go on.
I'd like you to do the competition now.
Oh, yes. What's the competition?
Right. They're going to win it. One of you has now got the chance to win a T-shirt.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's really, really spectacular, this. Yeah, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
But you've got to get involved. We're going to do what's called a gorilla impressions round. So we'll come out to you with the microphone. Name someone we want you to do an impression of. Stick the microphone in your face.
Yeah.
And you have to do an impression immediately.
Immediately.
Of that person. And the one we like the most, they will win a T-shirt. Now, put your hand up if you want to get involved.
Yes, there's a young man down here.
Straight up. Do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do this?
I'm making my way towards him.
This could take some time.
He's a cheerful Cockney chumpy with a flat cap.
That's it.
As we go. Jim Whitfield.
Oh, Christ, I can't do it again.
Brilliant.
Bang on, mate.
June Whitfield with a famous catchphrase, oh, Christ, I can't do it again. The current leader.
The current leader. What's your name, sir?
Lee.
Keith.
Keith. Keith. Leith.
Leith.
Who else would like... Oh, there's this young gentleman here.
Keen as mustard.
As we go. Television's Eddie the Eagle Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
It's accurate.
Oh, yeah, he's got involved.
I thought that was more June Whitfield, yeah. That one. Oh, fucking hell, Terry!
Right.
There's a lady now. Lovely, my darling. Chance to win a T-shirt that we couldn't shift at the last one.
Are you up for this, my sweet treat?
Do you want to do it?
Here's a T-shirt. Hold on.
It's Barry, an easy Barry. One. It's a very easy... There it is. Look at that. Lovely. It's a very easy one. As we go, Jeremy Corbyn.
Who?
Thank you. Donald Clapp. I saw you enjoying Frank Sinatra, you Nazi bastards. Getting the country back on its feet.
Barry?
Yes?
Let's leave it there. We'll come back for the second round a little bit later on.
Okie dokie. Currently in the lead is June Whitfield or Eddie the Eagle.
I don't know, mate. I'll be honest with you.
They were all pretty awful, weren't they?
Dreadful. Dreadful.
There's, of course, a chance to win us coming round to your house to do this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We'll be inviting you to pitch.
So many competitions tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So who was your favourite Bond?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Barry.
Oh, God, I loved all of them. Sean Montgomery, Roger Moorings,
yes.
Simon Le Bon, June Whitfield.
Timothy Percy Dalton.
Oh, Timothy Percy Dalton.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he?
He was so good, wasn't he?
He was good.
Who? He was the nuts.
All right.
You haven't won. There's no point. Keep saying. Loved them all.
Yeah.
I mean.
What was your favourite Bond film?
Oh, God. The man with the golden.
Bum.
Bum.
Yeah.
From Russia with.
Bum.
Bum. Live and let.
Bum.
On Her Majesty's Secret. Bum. Do you remember. Oh, what was that lovely one?
Golden Bum.
Bum Raker. Do you remember Bum Raker? Bondfinger. Bumfinger!
Oh my God.
You've won a t-shirt.
That is good.
Bumfinger.
Well, keep reading the books, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll be brought up to speed with what we're talking about here, because it's highly intellectual stuff what we're doing.
Highly intellectual.
Highly intellectual.
I mean, Bond, you know, the latest Bond, you know, with this Sphincter one, it bears no resemblance to the original books.
No?
By Ian Fleming. No!
What happened in that then?
Well, in the new one, Bond goes about, it goes down Londis.
Yeah, I know.
Buys a Pepperami, finds a clue in it.
It goes to the bookies.
Goes to the bookies.
And then he puts a bet on with a load of the money that he's got from M.
Yeah, right? That's it.
And then what happens? He loses or he wins?
Well, he wins. Bond always wins. Yeah. But and then, in the original by Ian Fleming, he went down Londis,
right.
Picked up a Pepperami, went home.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it.
Right.
You know, it's artistic license.
But they dragged that out over an hour and a half.
Oh, they drag it out, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
We know the feeling.
Because you're like Goldfinger.
Yeah.
You know the original Goldfinger?
Well, go on.
No, that is completely different to what you see in the film.
What happens in the
original?
Well,
in the original Goldfinger, right?
Yes, I can't wait to hear this, go on.
He goes down to Enfield.
Yeah.
Right? He buys a used escort, right?
Yeah.
And then he goes back, right? And then he cuts it up in his yard and he breaks it down and he sells it for parts. And that was it.
Yeah.
Then they turned it into something else with, like,
yeah.
Peter Cushing on whoever it was.
Yeah. You know.
Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, if I was belonged to the Ian Fleming estate, I'd be furious at what they've done with Bond.
They've really got away from like the original Bond, haven't they?
Oh, they really have.
Originally,
they?
Bond was like a layabout, wasn't he? From Wilston.
Yeah, Wilston.
Wasn't he? Yeah, like, and he just went down Londish, innit? And he went in the pub, and he went like to the bookies.
Are you feeling all right? Your eyes are gone.
Have they?
Your eyes are gone. You're not having one of your.
Oh.
Oh my God! Is.
Huh?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, he's having one of his psychic turns. Oh. Oh, my God. All this talk of Bond and dead Ian Fleming is... Angelos, are you in the afterlife yet?
Oh, hello, Barry.
Is that Roger?
Oh, hello. Yes, it's Roger here.
Roger's here from the afterlife.
Are you all right?
Yeah, not too bad. How's the weather up there? We've had a blood red moon and everything.
Oh, it's shit up here.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, it's ever so messy.
What's happened?
Oh, we've had someone move in. They've got their shit everywhere.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah,
who is it?
It's Bernard Breslau.
Oh, off the Carry On films?
Yes, it's him.
Can we speak to him?
Oh, I'll just see if he's there. Hold
on. This is exciting, everybody, isn't it?
Bernard, come and put that down and come and speak to Barry.
Hello, Barry, how are you doing? Does Bernard Breslau here?
Bernie, what's it like up there? You made any films up there?
No, I'm not doing that no more. I'm not doing the films no more. No.
What do you do?
No, I just like, just take my time doing what I like to do. I like to whittle wood.
Yeah.
And I like to do the Sudoku.
Oh, Are you still up there with Charles Hawtrey?
Yes, he's up here. Do you want to speak to him?
Yes, please.
Hold on a minute.
Blimey, it's a gift, this. It's taken a while to come here, Charles Hawtrey. Mm. Hello, is that Charles Hawtrey?
Yes, it's Charles Hawtrey here. How are you doing?
You sound an awful lot like Bernard Breslau.
No, no. No, I'm Charles Hawtrey. I'm the skinny one.
Yeah,
you know?
The small, short one.
The skinny one with the glasses. That's me, that's Charles Hawtrey.
I bet you're all up there. Is Babs Windsor around? She's still alive, isn't she?
Hold on, I'll get her for you. Hold on.
Barbara,
come and speak to Barry.
Babs?
Hello there, Barry. Barbara Windsor here. How's it going?
Well, not too bad.
What do you want to know?
It's extraordinary how the accent changes in the afterlife.
Yeah, well, you can get away with anything up here, you know?
Yeah. What do you do all day?
Oh, not much, you know. Just hang out and drink bottled Guinness.
Oh, no. Anyone else up there?
No, it's just us up here at the moment. Everyone's gone on holiday to
Jamaica.
Antigua.
No, try and find someone else, please.
Hold on, I'll see who's up here.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
Why don't you ask me who's here and I'll go find...
Oh, sorry, hold on. Who else is there, Barbara?
Why don't you ask to speak to someone and I'll find them for you.
Oh, I see, okay. Is Sid James out there?
Hold on, I'll have a look.
Oh, a distinctive Sid James with that dirty laugh.
Sydney?
From South Africa.
Sydney, you want to come talk to Barry?
Mm, hold on. Yo, Dembo. Sydney James in the house.
What was it like doing Bless This House? Bet it was wonderful, wasn't it, Sid?
I loved that program, but I was on the wrong side of the fence.
We should stop this now, really.
Oh, he's come back. He's come back.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe what happened.
What happened?
Roger.
Yeah.
You know, the conduit.
What have I missed?
Well, they reckon they spoke to someone who sounded a bit like Hugh Edwards.
Oh,
who was Charles Hawtrey.
Oh, right.
Barbara Windsor.
Okay.
Who's the other one? Kenny Dalglish, who? Bernie Breslau.
Oh, right.
It was extraordinary.
Were they okay? Were they all okay?
They were all very relaxed.
What are they doing now?
They weren't doing much. No. Unfortunately, some of the other voices that Roger does were all on holiday, which was a massive inconvenience.
What a shame. What a shame.
But I suppose, you know...
Hey, look, that's how the cookie crumbles with the dead.
That's the afterlife.
You don't know what you're going to get with the dead.
Now, who wants to have a go at pitching to have all this in their house in the next few weeks? We could do it in the house. Well, how are we going to do this? We could invite people to pitch.
I don't know how this is going to work, I'll be honest with you. Give me the microphone, let's just suck it and see.
Go and see. Suck it and see.
Right.
It can't be too far away, and the major proviso is you're not a nutcase who wants to kill us. In fact, that's the only proviso.
Yeah, so we're going to vet you now.
We're going to vet you.
Okay. Right, so who is up for this? Who wants us
This young lady here, she's...
This young lady?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this young lady?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we prefer a bird.
Yeah.
So... You know, we will talk to blokes. There's quite a few hands out. All right, let's get on with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Angelos is coming among you while he decides who is going to have us at his house. Come on!
Yeah.
Right, keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Who's up for it? Oh, quite a few people here. Oh, my God. Where do I start? Barry, tell me
what
you've
got. Start with this lovely young lady.
This young lady here. What's your name, sweetheart?
Stuina.
Oh.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, I don't believe you. You look more like a Peter. Okay. Come. Oh, really? Oh, my God. What's your name?
Brad.
Bradley. And how's your scrap metal merchant going? All right. Lovely. Lovely. All right, my sweet, sweet darling. Okay, let's have a chat with you. Right. What is your name?
I think I'm going to cry.
Oh, don't cry. Oh, she's actually crying.
She's crying.
Angelos, mentally unhinged. I'm sorry,
emotionally unstable.
Sorry, you've blown it. Someone else.
You had your chance.
You had your chance.
You had your chance. She's blown it, Brad. She's blown it, my
sorry.
Sweet, sweet darling.
Crying is not what we need.
If you can get her to pull herself together, we'll come back.
No, we'll come back to you in a bit.
Found another one over here, Barry.
Yeah.
Hello, my darling. Doo-doo-doo. What's your name?
Justine.
Okay, Justine. Are you mad?
No.
You're not mad?
No.
I'll be the judge of that. Okay, and why do you think we should come and do our live podcast in your house?
We're trying to sell our house, and it's been on the market for about 4 months. So we need to kind of increase the value. Yeah.
And you think us coming round will make a difference, is it?
Yeah. At what point do you think Bairstow Eames will want to put that on the particulars? Lovely master bedroom, ensuite, two twats making jokes about Mary Berry's pudenda. I mean, is that going to be a major selling point?
That should increase your value by about 100 grand, shouldn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and where do you live?
Morden.
Oh, not too bad. We could do that.
Very much in contention. Hello, sweetheart. What's your name?
Hi, I'm
smack you in the face of the microphone. I shall. My fault entirely.
Hi, I'm Emma, and my dad's from Watford.
Oh, lovely. Do I know him?
You might do. His name's Tony.
Tony?
Tony Thomas.
Tony Thomas. And your mum's name?
Joan Thomas. From Hemel Hempstead.
Yeah, I do remember her, yeah. Shit, your dad's still alive.
Yes.
Oh, a bit of misunderstanding.
He's about your age.
Actually, turn that profile that way. Oh, yeah, I think.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So you could be from Barry's loins. This is another reason why we should go around your house. Where do you live?
I live in Brick Lane, where all the riots were at the weekend.
Oh, we like that. We've got a ruby there. Okay.
And how many rooms you got?
A big four-bedroom house.
Oh, my God.
Stretch out, yeah. Well,
and
Got a garden for the smokers.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, but how many beds you've got?
Just one.
That's all we need. Okay. Are you interested? Yeah, what's your name?
Elke.
Oh, Elke.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, mysterious and foreign. Now, where are you from, Elke?
Pimlico.
Pimlico!
Pimlico!
Posh!
Yes.
Okay, and how big's your house?
3 bedrooms.
3 bedrooms in Pimlico, Barry. Yeah, what she's got some money.
What could you lay on for us? Tea? Drop a booze?
My mum?
Oh, no.
Cut to the chase.
I'll be the one laying on your mum. Don't worry about that.
Oh, this is disgusting, isn't it? I mean, this is disgusting.
Oh, come on, that was brilliant, wasn't it? It's a gift.
Okay, Elke, I think we've been discussing enough.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, all right, so what are we going to do,
Barry?
Oh,
I'm sorry about that, Elke.
No, I'm joking. What are we going to do, Barry? I mean, what are we going to do?
Well, I feel a bit guilty about that lady who was crying. Just give her, can you give her another go?
Let's give her another go. Sorry, everybody.
She's here ever so nice.
Yeah, sorry.
What's your name,
madam? What is your name?
My name's Faith.
Your name's Faith, and where do you live, Faith?
Hertfordshire.
Whereabouts?
Hertfordshire.
Where?
Yeah, whereabouts?
Yeah.
Look, if you're going to fuck about, love, we haven't got long. Where do you live? No, that's twice you balls there. Come on.
I mean, we've
Where
done our
do you
best.
Live, dear?
We've done our best.
I live in Ware.
Ware? It's called Ware, Barry.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God. Yes.
Sorry about that. He's thick as pig shit.
Yeah, and what could you do for us? I mean, I'm very partial to a sausage roll.
I enjoy baking.
Oh, nice.
Medical cover.
Medical cover. Have you got any breathing apparatus around the house?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, look, okay. Thanks for getting involved. No, really good.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. So where are we going to go?
Well, look, should we have a little, a cheer for each one? Let's start with the lady...
Morden.
Oh, dear. Watford, now in Brick Lane.
Brick Lane.
Oh, dear.
Pimlico.
Oh, that's good.
And Ware.
Bloody hell.
What do you think?
Well, it's a close one, isn't it?
I don't know how we... There's a cigarette paper between them,
isn't there, really?
Mm, yeah.
Well, I suppose we do a tiebreaker, or...
Yeah. No, I think...
Yeah, I think it's where...
We'll be round your house. We'll bring all the wires. Yeah. Don't worry. Sit yourselves down.
That's it.
Don't milk it,
Bit worried about that.
Honestly.
So we'll be doing that.
What will you be doing?
So you don't mind all these people turning up, lay on a bit of tea, a few nibbles and that, you know. For what?
Well, you're going to have to get some more, sweetheart. I suggest you go down Iceland, get a load of that frozen muck and stick it in the oven.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, dietary requirements. Anyone? Peanut allergies or anything?
Anybody, hello?
Yeah, anyone?
Write down a list of your requirements and hand them to Faith Clark at the end, and then she
And we'll
can
see
sort
you
that
all
out.
In a couple of weeks.
Now, we'd like to give you all an opportunity to advertise on the podcast, because we are looking for advertisers. We're looking for a sponsor, basically.
We have earned not a penny,
single penny
piece
from this.
Not one penny.
And we will literally advertise anything at all.
East Midlands Ambulance Service. 20 quid. Anyone else?
Alan's pig boxes.
What?
Alan's pig boxes. Alan's pig box. Was that what it was?
Elton's
gooch boxes.
Okay.
Pardon? If you're going to shout out...
He's lost confidence here, hasn't he?
Anyone else? But for proper money, you know.
Yeah. What? Audible.
Oh, those pricks, we won't be. You know, I mean, the thing is about Audible, they did absolutely... Oh, my goodness, what's...
No. He can't have done.
A fax has just arrived.
He can't have done. He can't have got to us here.
Well, I think he has. He was sponsoring Pello's Pillows.
Right. Bit of your lips coming off. Just so you know.
Now, I can remove this. You're fucking stuck with that. Where do you get off?
ripping the piss out of Marty Pello.
Oh, my goodness, oh, it's the CEO of Audible.
Yeah.
There's an echo in here. It said,
that man was one of the greatest wet lead singers in the history of pop music and a close personal friend of mine.
And let me tell you something. Dominic Littlewood is a close personal friend of mine, and he runs one of the best B&Bs in the Suffolk area. And I have stayed there on numerous occasions with my wife and two children, you asshole.
Oh, my God, and where do you get off implying the TV's queen of takes Mary, fucking Mary, whipped off her jungle and stuck it in your bed in a bed and breakfast in Sidmouth, Devon, England. You are a son of a bitch and a prick.
I mean, he's entitled to his opinion, isn't
Thank
he?
You. What an arse.
What an arse.
I don't know why he keeps writing in. I don't know why he keeps writing to us.
I don't know what he thinks.
Have we done enough?
I think we've probably done it.
No, we have.
We don't
Listen,
know.
You've had your money's worth, all right?
Hold on, where is Owen?
Owen?
Owen, 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 Owen.
Owen, are you here? Owen, are you here?
Make yourself known, Owen, you thieving bastard.
Come on,
up,
Owen.
Don't be shy.
Owen. Owen.
Owen.
Owen!
Oh, my God! Oh, now this Owen. Is where the gold begins.
Here we go. Give me a mic. Let's really grill him
now.
He's
nice, isn't he?
Let's really grill him.
This young lady, oh, don't worry, he's a little bit shy. You all love him though, don't you?
Barry, give him the mic and sit down and we'll talk to him. Okay.
Now, this is where some of the golden repartee starts.
Watch this. Watch this guy. He's electric. All right, how are you doing, Owen? All right?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Owen, if you were to serenade this lovely young lady down here, what amusing anecdotage would you employ?
Have you got any amusing anecdotes, Owen?
No.
Well, it's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Owen. Good to meet you, mate.
Good Lovely. To meet you. It's Owen, ladies and gentlemen. But he's... You've got to admit, he's handsome, isn't he?
Very handsome. Looking. Very good looking.
It's just some bollocks. Very good. Oh, it's time to go.
Oh, it's time to go. This has been raucous. I'll be honest with you. It's been like a riot. Thanks for coming, hey? Oh, you want one of the war poems?
Oh, blimey.
I like that. Who do you like, Barry?
Eh?
Who do you like out of them war poems?
Oh, I love Siegfried
Sassoon.
He was wonderful. When he wasn't writing poems, you could half knock up a nice perm, couldn't he?
I know. Yeah. I like that one he done.
I was in the trench the other day. A Wurlitzer come my way. It blew off me head. And now I'm in bed. I wish the fucking Germans would go away.
Beautiful. Very moving. Very moving.
Very moving.
Very moving.
Who did you like? Wilfred Owen.
I like that Wilfred Owen.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. God, what that lovely one.
He done all that. He done them war poems, and he also done them poems about fire engines, didn't he?
Oh, they were brilliant.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
I was sat in the trenches the other day, and they were... They're about 3 miles long.
Long.
And I looked to my left, and there's this great big monkey, what looked like King Kong. So I went down there with my fire engine, and I got out my big hose, and I covered him in water. And then he went home, But to do what? Who knows?
Monkey.
Very moving.
Monkey, go away.
Very moving.
Go away from France. Your eyes have gone all googly. They've sent me into a trance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't his best.
No, that was just... I don't think you finished that one.
No, never finished it.
No, I think his unfinished work.
His right arm got shot off as he was writing it, and it never quite
finished it. Oh, well. Well, thanks for coming. I'm going to Greece tomorrow.
Yeah, he is.
So that's what I'm doing.
And that means no podcast, of course, for a bit. Until we end up in where?
Where?
Only asked.
We could do that all night, really.
We'll do that all night.
All right,
well,
thank you.
I think that's about it.
It's about it. I think we've given you everything we've got.
We've
drained the tank.
Dry.
So, you know.
But, you know, we're going to do it again sometime. And who knows, we might even try writing some...
stuff.
Material. That might be... That's an idea, isn't it?
No.
Why didn't we think of that before?
No, I don't think so, Barry.
No. Okay.
Stick with this tried and tested technique.
Yeah.
Saves an awful lot of time and all.
It does and all.
All right, loves.
Well, that's it. We love each and every one of you.
All of you. You're all beautiful.
You're all beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
Beautiful. Now, let's not gild the lily. We're going to go. Good night. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for coming along tonight. Next live show here on December the 1st. It'll be on sale tomorrow, probably tomorrow. Thanks to Faith, we're going to do a show in Ware, as you've seen this evening. Thank you so much for coming on. Bar and food is open till midnight, 1 o'clock, so don't need to rush. Hang about and meet the guys afterwards. Thanks for coming along. Cheers. This has been a playback.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Media production. For more news on this podcast, go to angelosandbarry.com.